Thank you for joining us as we continue our survey of storm effects. and also now the cleanup. And what I was just witnessing moments ago was an extraordinary effort by the incredible team, literally a few feet away, who've worked through the morning, through the night, to try and restore service here on Long Island in Nassau County, here in the Great Neck Station. The Port Washington line has been disrupted considerably, and they are working tirelessly to restore the tracks so they're safe once again, and they anticipate in the next few hours they'll be able to make some announcements as to the timing. So that's what we just saw, but I want to thank the incredible leaders who are with me here today. Jan Oliver, first of all, I've been on the job a week. We've already had, we've had some other shutdowns and disasters, and I feel very confident in his leadership. This is not my first disaster. I've been handling these for many decades as a local official and a member of Congress and as Lieutenant Governor, but also the decades of experience that these individuals bring to it. So I have confidence in the MTA to get us restored. Phil Ng, the president of the Long Island Railroad, who's, again, is working day and night to make sure we restore service to thousands of commuters. Our Nassau County Executive Laura Curran, who's been a friend and a partner through so many years, and her great service to this community is never taken for granted. She's done an amazing job here as well. And thank you for your immediate responsiveness in the aftermath of this incredible storm. Senator Anna Kaplan, we were together in our state capitol yesterday working on relief for our renters and landlords, and had to come down immediately to be able to address another crisis situation. I also want to recognize our Mayor Ted Rosen's here. Thank you, Mayor, for joining us. And Deputy Mayor of Great Neck Village is here as well. And I think I've got my elected officials. What we saw last night was nothing short of unprecedented. I mean, I cannot imagine a community having gone through this before. In fact, we're told it was a 500-year event. I'm not sure how they know that. I'm not sure who was here 500 years ago to tell us that. But that is the scale we're talking about. But one thing I want to make clear, we're not treating this as if this is not going to happen again for 500 years. What we saw, the record rainfall that precipitated the situation we have here in Great Neck, as well as what we've seen all the way from here to Suffolk, to the five boroughs, to Rockland, to Putnam, to Westchester, it was an unbelievable amount of rainfall in an incredibly short amount of time. We're talking about literally from 8:50 p.m. to 9:50 p.m. last night, record-shattering rainfall at LaGuardia, at JFK, at Central Park. Records were broken, but what is fascinating is that the records that they broke were literally set a week before. That's what we're dealing with now, my friends. So when you talk about how is this happening, people have been warning for decades that the effect of climate change and what it would do to our communities, it's happening right now. It is not a future threat. It is a current situation, and it is the status quo. We know how to build resiliency. We saw that particularly here on Long Island after Superstorm Sandy. Many of our coastal areas are in a far better place to be able to handle the wind and wave action. I just was down last week and anticipating the onslaught of Hurricane Henri, and I was on the beaches, and I saw what we had done to build up. But what we're not prepared for, and what I'm not satisfied with, is what's happening in our streets at the higher elevations. They're not able to sustain the effect of flash floods. Flash floods are now coming. It's not waves off the ocean or the sound. It is flash floods coming from the sky. It was literally Niagara Falls here. And I've been in Niagara Falls 1,000 times. That's what the staircase looked like here. What we have to do next is to immediately assess loss of life. And there sadly has been the loss of 9 New Yorkers as a result of this horrific storm. And I cannot imagine a family that said goodnight to someone yesterday or saw them go off in their car or know that they are safe in their home to find out the next morning that they're no longer with us because of Mother Nature and her fury. It is absolutely heartbreaking to fathom that experience, and we want to protect human life as much as possible. We also are concerned about the damages, and just short distance from here, the flooding in basements, people's most prized possessions washed away, family photos of their babies. I lost pictures of my kids when they were born in floods myself. I know how sad this can be. Our businesses have been affected. So what I want to send to them is a message. What we're doing here is on the ground is doing assessments, and I want to have, you'll get a complete report from our leadership at the Long Island Railroad as well as local leaders in a few moments in the MTA. But my overall strategy is this. We deal with the immediate crisis. It's not quite over, but we're getting there. We remediate to protect life and property, which is going on right now, which is why these incredible crews under the leadership of Anthony Simon and all of the transit workers at SMART are doing an incredible, incredible job. They're tireless, and I'm so impressed by them. We deal with the immediate situation. Then I start asking the questions. Did we have enough warning? Did we let people know? Did we shut down subways earlier? Was there a breakdown in communication with the weather systems? Were we prepared enough? I am going to intensely ask those questions, get the answers, and when I get them, I will share them with the public. Because every crisis is an opportunity to learn and to improve and be more prepared for the next one. I have been through countless physical disasters, natural disasters, and so that's the approach I'm going to take. But that's in the short term. The long term is, how do we get more infrastructure dollars to communities like this? And I want to tell you, I just spoke to President Biden in the last hour. I was with Senator Schumer, with our members of the delegation. They are 100% committed to working to bring the dollars home to do long overdue improvements to areas that you don't even see. You don't even see on a street like this where it can be compromised. When you get a flash flood situation, the raging floodwaters cannot be contained by the existing storm sewers and drainage systems, and then the floods start going into our subway system. That's what happened here. It happened all over Long Island. It happened in New York City and our surrounding counties. That's what we have to address. That is the long-term answer to building up. And the other long-term answer is doing whatever we can in our power to continue to fight back climate change, continue to transition to carbon neutral energy, to make sure that we're doing everything we can. And I am 100% committed to ensuring that New York continues to lead the way in a clean energy future that'll protect our environment. We have no choice, my friends. The future we spoke about in dire terms, that future is now. It's happening. We're losing lives, we're losing property, and we cannot continue on this path. So that is a sense of urgency that I'm bringing to this situation. And I want to thank everyone for attending. Thanking the homeowners and the businesses for hanging in there. I've deployed the Department of Financial Services to bring out teams in person to help people file their claims for insurance. I told the insurance companies, get ready. I don't want delays. I want your claim adjusters out there meeting with property owners right now so we can get money to them. And I also, lastly, I want to tell you that President Biden assured me that anything we ask for, he will grant. So we're doing our FEMA assessments almost immediately to determine the scope of the expenses that have been incurred by municipalities, state government, as well as homeowners and businesses. We'll put together that package. I fully anticipate that it'll exceed the $30 million threshold in order to apply for FEMA funds. And then the president said the second he gets it, he'll sign it and make it happen so the money can start flowing to give us relief. That was the commitment I received from President Biden. He said, Kathy, whatever you need, I'm there for you. So I will take that to heart, and I know that he means that sincerely. And I just want to at this time thank everyone again for coming out, and I'll turn it over to Jana Lieber, our leader at the MTA, and thank him for everything he has done. A lot of sleepless nights starting, it just never seems to stop. I've always said sleep is overrated, so we're going to be just fine, so don't worry about us. Jana.
Governor, you assumed your position a short time ago, but yet you and I have got to know each other through a couple of emergencies. And somebody asked me, how is it dealing with the new governor? And I said, before she was a senior state official, before she was a congresswoman, the governor was a local elected official. And her experience in emergency management has showed the partnership has been extraordinary. Her interest in the specific details of how we were managing the crisis, what was the impact on people's lives and our ability to recover, it's been a great partnership. And the proof is in the pudding. The Long Island Railroad is operating on every branch today. No one would have thought about that, thought that was possible last night. Metro North, which had power infrastructure out, is operating on two of their three branches. The New York subway system is operating. So the focus on returning to service, on restoring the service and getting back to normal has really paid off. And I thank the governor for her support on that. When I came in a couple of weeks ago, one of the first things I did was to establish an urgent collaboration with the City of New York's Department of Environmental Protection, which runs the sewer system and the drainage system, about we've done a lot for coastal resiliency. How are we going to start to deal with this flash flooding problem, this problem that has emerged that in the era of climate change, we're going to have these extreme weather events. that create flooding even at much higher elevations. Today was a day that we actually had scheduled a series of outings to do that. Clearly, it is more urgent than ever that we increase, as the governor has outlined, the ability of our street drainage infrastructure in all communities to accept these kinds of extreme weather events that are going to produce flash flooding. So we're going to do it under the governor's leadership, and we're going to make sure that the MTA, as it is today, is always able to recover quickly, provide service, and to deliver people safely to wherever they need to get. So I thank you, Governor, and it's my pleasure to call on my partner, Phil Eng, the president of the Long Island Railroad.
Thank you, Jano, and thank you, Governor, for your support, and thank you to all of our prestigious guests here for the support as well throughout. It means a lot to us. It means a lot to the workforce to know that we have that support. The effects of Tropical Storm Ida brought over a short period of time an unprecedented amount of rain across our system, causing flash flooding, fallen trees, power outages, and track damage across the island and the New York metropolitan area. But despite the wrath of Tropical Storm Ida, I'm proud to report that we were able to restoring service on Long Island Railroad around 4 a.m. this morning. Working around the clock, we began restoring service on most branches and now have 9 of 11 in full operation. Oyster Bay is limited operation, but it is running single track. And Port Washington, as you can see, the workers are here, and we will have that single track back this afternoon with full service by the morning rush hour on Port Washington. But we made a difficult decision last night, but it was the right decision to suspend service around 12:30 in the morning to ensure the safety of all of our riders and all of our workforce. And it's not a light decision to make to shut down service, but with the visibility at near zero and seeing the devastation that Ida was causing elsewhere, it was the right call. The heroic workforce has been working with determination to make sure the system has been more resilient to mitigate the impacts of Tropical Storm Ida and Mother Nature, that everything that she has to throw at us. And the workforce did what they do best last night. They responded in harrowing conditions to get our system up and running as quickly as possible again. I'm certain because of these efforts, we're able to avoid and limit many impacts that we would have had expected from this type of record rainfall, enabling us to restore service much more quickly. Our crews are still out there working around the clock to bring Port Washington back. As I mentioned, we're targeting the PM rush right here in Great Neck. Debris, you can see it, but they are there, and we'll put new ballasts, we'll run test trains, and we'll make sure it's safe to restore service this afternoon. And while trains on the Oyster Bay are running Locust Valley, that's going to be fully restored as well to Oyster Bay. In the meantime, we've launched a shuttle from Penn Station to Metz Willits for customers looking to get to the U.S. Open. I'd like to give a special thanks to our Senior Vice President of Operations, Rob Free. Him and his team did an outstanding job in planning, coordinating the response throughout this whole emergency, enabling transportation and engineering to do what they do best. And one last thing, as we stand out here, and we know it looks sunny outside, but there's a lot of cleanup left to do, and right here on Long Island Railroad, but across all of our transportation partners. So I thank those that heeded the governor's words, calls to stay at home, avoid travel if you can. This gave us all what the time we needed to do work safely and to restore full service. And aside from us, the highways, the bridges, they took on a tremendous amount of water as well. I think the people that are out there see it, the media is covering, and thank you for that because it gets the word out. There are still vulnerable areas out there. So if you don't need to travel, I remind everyone, please don't. And as always, the communication with our riders is important. You could check MTA, the website, or our Long Island Railroad train time for updated status information. And thank you very much. I appreciate everyone's support and patience. Now, County Executive Laura Carman is going to speak.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Phil. And thank you, Governor Hochul, for coming to Nassau County and seeing this firsthand. I know that you have a strong background in local government, and that is shining through. We as local officials really appreciate you coming here and seeing what's happened. So Governor Hochul used the word unprecedented, and that's a word that gets bandied about for just about everything these days, but it's not an exaggeration. Since we started keeping records of rainfall, we had an unprecedented amount of rainfall last night, 3 inches in 1 hour here on the North Shore. So while the sun is shining, The streets are dry. The sky is blue. Last night, there was a literal waterfall going down into the tracks right behind where we stand right now. But thanks to the great leadership of the MTA and the Long Island Railroad, thanks to the men and women doing the actual work, people are getting where they need to go. Life is going on. It's continuing. You know, we mourn for those just a little to the west of us, people who have lost their lives, our neighbors in New Jersey that experienced terrible devastation. Relatively speaking, we got out okay. Yes, we had flooding. Yes, we had abandoned cars. We had to rescue people from the side of the road submerged in their cars, and flooded basements we're dealing with right now, and some serious damages to property. But by and large, we're going to be fine, and it's thanks to the partnerships that we have with our villages, with the state, with the Long Island Railroad that will get us through this. So we know that these storms will continue to come. I appreciate the emphasis on getting those federal dollars to protect this beautiful island that we're blessed to live on. It is now my pleasure to introduce State Senator Anna Kaplan, who I believe had to struggle to get back from Albany, but she's here right on time, so thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to start by saying thank you, Governor Hochul. You're not a stranger to Long Island and to this region. You've always been here. And you standing here with us today means so much to all of us. Thank you for this partnership. I want to thank our President Biden for forging this partnership with you, wanting to hear how he can help us, how he can help you, and how he can help the residents of state of New York. Right now, we need that help. And really a big, big shout out and thank you to our federal representatives, our Senator Schumer, Senator Gillibrand. Senator Schumer is always around and is always fighting for more federal dollars for us. We need the help now. I want to thank all the first responders for everything that they've done in the last 24 hours. Our community says thank you to all of our residents. We're grateful. I'm thankful for MTA working with Jan Oliber and Phil. In the last 3 years, we've seen improvement in Long Island Railroad and a better system for our residents. Our job is not done. We will keep at it. But again, thank you so much. Thank you for coming here and wanting to hear from all of us.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce Anthony Simon. It's his men and women who are out there endangering their own lives, making sure that we can get safely where we need to go. And I want to thank him for his friendship over the years, but also just making so much happen. They're the ones who are going to be able to restore this power, this service that we all need. So, Anthony Simon.
Oops. Thank you, Governor. First, let me say, echo what everybody's saying. Governor, it was a breath of fresh air to see you here today. You've always been here. I've known you for so long. The phone is always open. You don't shy away from trouble. You step in and you take it by the bull by the horns and you get the job done. We appreciate the support that you've shown us since the day I met you, whether it's through a storm or through bad times or good times. Our men and women are going to make a commitment like we've always made the commitment to all of you, to the community, to the governor, to the MTA. Anything you throw at us, we are going to handle. We hope it doesn't come, but we are ready. We will work as we have been around the clock to restore service. We will not listen to outside noise. We will get the job done like we always do in a safe way and protect you and the entire community. And our county executive has been a partner with us, as well as our senator and the mayor from Great Neck. We won't stop. I give you my word, as the leader of the largest organization on Long Island Railroad, I will be out here with them making sure they are safe so that you are safe. So, Governor, thank you. We appreciate you, and you all should appreciate what's coming now is a strong leader in the governor, and she will be here to protect us no matter when it's night, day, or good or bad. So thank you, and thank you all for supporting us.
Thank you very much. Mayor, did you want anything? Yeah. Mayor Rosen from the great community of Great Neck.
Thank you. Thank you, Governor, for being here. We are very happy to welcome the governor to our village. I don't know that there has ever been an incoming governor in the history of New York State that has had to deal with such major weather impacts in the very early days of her administration. And we are very pleased in the way she's done that. She's assumed leadership, decisive, strong leadership, and we thank you for that. This was a terrible storm, there's no doubt about it, and we mourn, as the county executive and the governor said, we mourn the loss of those whose lives were lost. And we are thankful for our first responders. We particularly have to thank the MTA and the Long Island Railroad and the workers who are on the tracks right now. If you could see the pictures from last night, this really was Niagara Falls. And service, I'm told, will be restored shortly. And that's really due to the hard work and dedication of the workers of the Long Island Railroad. And we are very thankful for that. Here in Great Neck Plaza, we had a tough time. Luckily, it was not as bad as it could have been. But because of the flooding, we did sustain floods in a number of our buildings, including the Village Garage, the bottom level of the Village Hall, one of our municipal garages. And I think it falls to all of us to find ways, working together, as I know we will with the new governor and with the county executive and our state senator, to find ways to mitigate the short-term consequences of these storms, which apparently are coming now with more frequency. And beyond that, we have to find ways to mitigate the long-term consequences of climate change. So again, we thank the governor for being here today. And just so the governor has something, in addition to all this positive news from the Long Island Railroad, to remember about Great Neck Plaza, I am pleased to present to the governor an official shirt from Great Neck Plaza and the official cap of the Village of Great Neck Plaza. And we look forward to the governor coming back to visit us on 100% happy occasions. Thank you.
I like your hat better than mine. I'm going to switch that out. Thank you, everyone, for your words of support and letting the public know that we're on the ground, we're ready to take decisive action, and we'll do everything we can to protect them, their homes, and their businesses. Are there any questions at this time?
Governor, given the amount of rain superseded anything that was anticipated and was unprecedented, do you believe there was some kind of breakdown in communication? Was there a lack of preparation, lack of information passed on to the state? What happened here?
We all monitor the same weather systems as everyone else. I mean, we talk to the meteorologists. They do their best predictions. But this is not the only place in the country where people have been stunned by a turn of events. And I will also say it was just about 10 days ago, I was walking the beaches of Long Island telling everybody, I was told by the meteorologist that we're going to expect the equivalent of Superstorm Sandy. So I was literally evacuating people. And then it didn't hit. So it's very hard to get this precise, but the communications I'm talking about is telling the public. I mean, are people getting messages on their cell phones? Stay home. Don't take the sun. I want to analyze this. I want to find out how we're communicating with the public as directly as we can with the information we have. And when it changes quickly, that 1 hour from 8:50, 8:51 actually, to 9:51 was extraordinary. And to be able to reach people right before and say, danger, warning, stay home, don't leave your house. Or if you're in your house, don't be in your basement. Don't be in your basement. It's probably the most dangerous place you can be, and definitely don't be in your vehicles. So I'm going to analyze that and find out what we knew exactly when, but we are following traditional mechanisms for communication from the weather sources.
A question probably for President Eng. You know, we know the railroad's vulnerability to extreme weather. Typically, we're talking about temperatures, snow, wind. Not often do we hear about rainfall kind of crippling the Long Island Railroad. Can you spell out exactly what this amount of rainfall does to the Long Island Railroad's infrastructure?
So, one of the things that we have been doing over the last 2 years when I first joined the railroad is actually to look at what we needed to protect the railroad. And on the Long Island Railroad forward, we've been replacing switches, we've been replacing the drainage system. Because we know that rainfall is a part of these storms, not only wind, not only snow events, but this type of rain is something. And then you mentioned, you know, we plan for the worst, even though the weather report did not indicate it to be as strong. The system actually held up phenomenal given the amount of rain that we had. And that's a testament to the amount of work we've done over the last 2 years. It's a testament to the planning we did in advance of this storm. And the fact that we restored in such time, it shows that things that would have traditionally happened had we not done that work, we prevented it, we avoided it, and that's why service is back. We made the right decision at 12:30 in the morning to suspend, to keep everyone safe, but then we were able to start bringing it back again with under 4 hours. we're prepared for all of that. We know Mother Nature has gotten much, much tougher, and the events are much more severe and more frequent. So we're always going to be on our toes, regardless of our predictions and you know, any event, whether it's Mother Nature or otherwise.
Thank you. All right, thank you all for coming out. Appreciate it. Thank you.